Hi, this is Dr. Sethi, Trading Medical Report. Patient first name is Kamlesh, K-A-M-L-E-S-H. Last name is Kumari, K-U-M-A-R-I. Date of birth is 1-0-0-1-1953. Period examination date is 12-6-2024. Your next line. The chief complaint colon patient came today. The chief complaint of high blood glucose, comma, high blood pressure, comma, abnormal lab test. Your next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she had a fasting blood test and her sugar was high and the fasting blood glucose was 184. And patient does not have any numbness or tingling or dryness of mouth period. Next time patient also had high blood pressure at home, so ranging from 150 to 170 with normal diastolic pressure and normal heart rate period. Next time patient also have thyroid function and her TSH as well as CT for both are high. Patient has no history of thyroid enlargement or pain in the thyroid. Here, next line. The patient came with her son and he stated that patient is particular about her diet and exercise. Here, next line. Review on system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, devolution, comma, European, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or snoring. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and she is on chlorothalidone 25 milligram on tablet a day. Comma, diltiazem 120 milligram and 60 milligram once a day each, comma, losartan 50 milligram once a day, and metoprolol 25 milligram tablet once a day along with low salt diet. The next one, patient also has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 5,000 units once a day. The next one, patient has a history of memory impairment. Now it is stable on donepezil. Correction, donepezil, D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L. 10 milligram one tablet a day. Your next time patient has a history of diabetes and she is on Tradjenta 5 milligram once a day and metformin 1000 milligram one tablet twice a day along with the low carb diet. Your next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on low statin 10 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Your next time patient has a history of depression and she is on olanzapine 2.5 milligram, one tablet a day. Here, next line. Social history patient lives with her family, which include son, daughter-in-law, and husband. Period. Patient does walk every day, and she never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. Here, next line. Objective colon. Like a supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Your next line, lungs appear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Your next line, extremities has no captain manners or edema or tremors. Your next line, neurological examination is intact. The patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Alma, A-L-M-A, last name Noel, N-O-E-L. Date of birth is 05-16-1954. Period examination date is 12-6-2024. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today. And so follow-up after laboratory test. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient had a CBC done as a pre-op by her gynecologist. And her hemoglobin was low. Patient stated that she has a follow-up appointment with the gynecologist before the hysterectomy. Your next line. Patient denied any weakness or dizziness. Your next line review of system : patient denied headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, excessive vaginal bleeding or neck swelling or calf swelling. Your next line objective : neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Your next line heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Your next line lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Your next line extremities are unremarkable. Period. Had a long had a long discussion with patient. She says she's going to be in touch with gynecologist regarding anemia workup. Period. Next patient is Iqbal, IQBAL, last name Ahmed, AHMED. Date of birth is 02/06/1937. Examination date is 12/06/2024. Your next line chief complaint : patient came today as a follow-up after hospital discharge, comma, follow-up for end-stage renal disease and hemodialysis, and pigmentation of both the legs. Here, next line, subject to : patient came today with his wife. He stated that patient was in the hospital, underwent extensive evaluation, and found to have large hiatal hernia, and was having severe gastroesophageal reflux. Patient also have endoscopy showed acute gastritis without any mass, and biopsies were remarkable. Patient is been seen by gastroenterologist on a regular basis, and currently he's on Protonix, 40 milligram one tablet twice a day. At this time, patient does not have any nausea, vomiting, and there was no blood in the stools. Here, next line. Patient has end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis two times a week, and he's been seen by nephrologist on a regular basis. Here, next line. Wife stated that patient has hypopigmentation of both the legs, small area on the shins. There is no itching or redness, and there are no tumors. And patient has this for several months. Here, next line. Review on system : patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, vocal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history. It's significant for chronic bronchitis, and he's on albuterol. Nebulizer treatment as needed. Your next line, amlodipine 5 milligram, one tablet twice a day. Your next line, Bunetanide, B-U-N-E-T-A-N-I-D-E, 2 milligram tablet, once a day, along with low salt diet. Your next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on atorvastatin 20 milligram once a day, along with the low fat diet. Your next line, patient has a history of seizure-like activity, and he's on Keppra 250 milligram, one tablet a day, and he was recently seen by a neurologist, and he refilled the medications. Here, next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and he's on levothyroxine 50 microgram once a day. Here, next line, patient has a history of dementia, and he's on memantine, M-E-M-A-N-T-I-N-E, 5 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day. Next line, patient has a history of depression, and he's on mirtazapine, M-I-R-T-A-Z-A-P-I-N-E, 15 milligram tablet once a day, correction once in the evening period. Next line. Social history. Patient lives with his wife, and he's active at home. However, patient needs 24-hour supervision period. He never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use period. Next line, objective, colon. Make a supple without a thyroid enlargement, period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart function without a murmur, period. Next line. Lungs are clear, bilaterally without any wheezing, period. Next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness, and bowel sounds are active, period. Next line. Extremities has no capillary edema or tremors, period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. Patient follows the commands appropriately. Period. Next line. Skin examination of both the legs shows hypopigmented areas without any tenderness or any other abnormalities. Period. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. It's with ISMATH, last name Ahmed, AHMED. Date of birth is 03-15-1947. Period examination date is 12-6-2024. Okay, next time, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of low back pain, trauma, severe pain in the left Achilles tendon, and left forefoot pain. Okay, next line, subject to colon. Patient says that her back pain, especially on the right side, is sometimes very sudden, and the pain level is 7 to 8. Otherwise, pain level is 3 or less. And sometimes the pain goes into the left buttock. And this happens when she changes her position suddenly during the driving when you're getting off the car. So he has to step down very slowly. And walking is unremarkable, period. Next line, patient has severe pain in the left Achilles tendon, and she had an MRI that showed a partial tear, and also showed osteoarthritis of the left metatarsal, carpal metatarsal correction, metatarsal joint, period. Patient is seen by podiatrist and she has a follow-up appointment. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Or snoring. Here, next line. Past medical history. Significant for vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 2,000 units once a day, period. Next time, patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on Acifex, ACIPHEX, 20 milligram, 1 tablet a day. The next time, along with low spicy food, period. Next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on rosuvastatin, 20 milligram once a day, along with low fat diet. The next time, patient has a pedal edema on and off, and she's on triamcinolone plus hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5 plus 25 milligram tablet every other day as needed. Here, next time, patient lives with her husband, and she never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. She's very active. Here, next line, objective colon. Make a support without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart function without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Left foot examination reveals the tenderness of the Achilles tendon, and there is a mild swelling. There is no redness. Period. Also, patient has 10 tenderness of the forefoot on the left side without any deformity. Period. Patient is able to walk but slow gait. Period. Next patient, Todd, TODD, last name is Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L. Date of birth is 01-23-1968. Period examination date is 12-6-2024. Your next time, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of right ear pain and nasal congestion. Period next time, subject to colon. Patient said that he finished course of antibiotic and antihistamine. He still have right side ear pain. Last year, he had similar episode and he got better with steroid pills. Period next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied severe headache, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, cough, comma, nausea, or vomiting, or diarrhea. Period next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination reveals the abnormal right tympanic membrane and congested. Period left ear is unremarkable. Period. There is a mild nasal congestion without any significant bleeding or discharge. Period. Next line, heart examination and lung examinations are unremarkable. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan. A lot of these questions are answered to satisfaction, he verbalized for understanding. Period. Next question is Sabir, S-A-B-I-R, last name is Ajmeri, A-J-M-E-R-I. Date of birth is 1031-1968. Examination date is 12-6-2024. Here, next line. End of dictation. We'll continue in the next hour.